It is time for another journey deep into the lining of the magical talking hat. Hat wranglers Tony and William reach into the yawning chasm that is the hat and pull forth the questions you have posed. Will they tire of your question quickly? Is your name Azhatalin? Then perhaps they will, but then perhaps not. But that will remain a mystery until we venture into the magical talking hat.
I thought there was something else I was going to tell you, but I hit record, so it's probably too late. So,
too bad. Now we just have to roll with it.
Because we don't know how to start over. I take it back. We don't want to start over. Hello, everyone. Boop, boop. No, wait. Those are my two go-tos. Mackenzie Brothers and My Drunk Kitchen. Those are my go-tos opening.
Wow.
Welcome to the Magical Talking Hat podcast. The only podcast in the world that is not secretly funded by Selena Gomez.
The only one?
The only one.
Well, how come we didn't get in on that?
I may have said a few things about Justin Bieber at inopportune times.
We're also the only podcast that the United States government is not spying on.
Yeah, they don't care.
They don't care.
Yeah. They could not find a government employee willing to listen to this. I am Tony. You should have saved that for another time. That was a totally good one. We should have saved it.
Well, I never do it. You do it.
We should have saved. I'm Tony.
And I'm William. This is episode 118.
118. Yes. It was hilarious. Just today I was talking to somebody who I hadn't talked to in a while, and I started to tell them I was doing a podcast, and I was going to explain to them the thing, and I realized, oh, wait, they know about it. Because they were there when I started, I was working with, and I was like, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, because yeah, we've been, and so I just said, you remember that podcast I used to do? Still do it. And they were like, really? I was like, I know. What is that about? And here I was. All right. For those of you just joining us, I really wonder if that ever happens.
I don't know.
The basics here is we have a hat. It's magic. It has its own email, so people, and I suppose spam bots, but mostly people, can email the hat, themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com, and they can email whatever they want, topics, questions, comments. They don't have to sign their name, because we don't ever see the email itself, so if they don't sign a name, we just assume it's anonymous, or they sign pseudonyms and stuff like that. And the point is, the hat magically checks its own email and transmutes the emails into little cards that we draw out of the hat itself at random and talk about them till we're bored. That's the whole show.
That raises an interesting question, though.
Really?
Yes. The hat has never presented us with a card, you know, they come on the little cards, that asks us if we want cheap pharmaceuticals.
Yes.
Or if we would like to help them transfer a large sum of money from a foreign country.
Well, I
that's
think
never happened.
That's part of the magic.
Really?
Of Google. Because
I thought you meant the hat. No. Somehow can distinguish between.
No, well, they can the same way we can. It's a Gmail address. Like, there's magic, and then there's Google. So it clearly is just not choosing to transmute out of its junk folder.
Out of the spam folder, I see.
Yeah.
What if something gets through?
Day will be interesting.
Wow. Oh, and my gosh, that'll be something
out
else.
In Whoville, they say his penis grew three sizes that day.
Seriously?
Because of one of my emails has constant spam of that nature, and the person is called Canadian Pharmacy.
There's only one, but they've got one pharmacy in the whole country.
There's just like I want to believe that humanity is smarter than that. And I get that it's scattershot. I get that they send out billions of them, and somebody, some schmo out there who in the movie is played by Clint Howard, sorry Clint, but you know it's true, clicks on it because they're that stupid. But I feel like, do you really get a return on that? Like, there must be way more stupid, like, seriously stupid people out there.
Yeah, must be. Well, I don't know if I'd say they're stupid. I mean, you know, when you think about it.
I manage the blog, themagicaltalkinghat.com. You should go there. There have been some fascinating conversations between William and some listeners recently that I haven't cared at all about, but they've been into it. About currency, I think. I don't know. Or currents, ocean currents. I don't know. But anyway, I manage that. And so periodically I go look at the spam comment thing and double check that it's nobody real.
Yeah, right.
And usually it's really easy because the usernames are cheap Gucci bags. And for a second I'm like, did Veramond register on the site and he thinks he's funny? But then I'm like, no, he would register as Veramon. We do not know this cheap Gucci bags.
Okay, but you know, people
are stupid.
No, I think our culture is too hard on people who get conned. Because
No.
I mean, it's people, okay, for people to trust other people. I mean,
people
that's
who
wrong.
Get conned by, okay, people who did get conned by the Nigerian prince. In the beginning.
Yeah.
I understand that. And that's a real person on the other end. These are machine-made, not a single word. It's like it's its own caricature.
Like, yeah, I see what you're saying there.
It feels like they intentionally misspell every word. It's just weird.
They do misspell some words because of the ones that are picked up in the spam analysis.
But I'm just like, I feel like they're just daring us. I feel like it's a giant, the whole internet is a giant episode of Punk'd, and they just want to see if we'll fall for it.
Of course, you have to keep in mind that some of their targets are people for whom English is not their first language. And, you know, a lot of the people who fall for these things...
They still got spell check.
I'm just saying, we shouldn't be too quick to judge the people who get taken in by this stuff, because, you know, people who are taken in by cons, there's usually a reason, and, you know, it always makes me feel...
You bought Herbal Viagra, didn't you?
No.
On the internet.
It always makes me feel a little uneasy when we get critical of the people who were taken, rather than being upset at the people who took them, you know? I mean, they're the people, they're the bad guys. Not the people who get bilked. I mean, they're innocent people, and they're trusting people. And what's wrong with being trusting? We shouldn't think that's a bad thing, to be trusting.
I do.
Well, yeah, I know a lot of people do, but...
I think it's bad to trust. I would not leave you alone in my house.
Okay, well...
Here's the thing. I used to feel like you do, and then I took an arrow to the knee.
No. I cannot believe... That seems like such an old joke now, and the game's not that old.
I used to feel like you do, and then I got a podcast, and I found that those opinions are boring. And so I developed more controversial and interesting opinions.
Right. I got
I think it's fun. I really hope the podcast stays around, like, long after we're dead. I want people to analyze and try and determine how much of what Tony said is a lie and how much is the truth. Some of it's obvious, but some of it is sneaky.
Yeah, very sneaky.
I'm really way more racist than you guys realize.
No, come on, stop it.
No, but there's a lot of, I like to play, what I was telling you just the other day, I'm like, my character, and you're like, what character? I'm like, you know, me, in life. It's not the real me, but it's sort of there.
Do you think that's true for most people? Do you think most people are, somewhat consciously putting on an act?
I always feel like I'm really doing it.
Okay, well.
But I also feel like I'm largely doing it because I find it funny.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I'm self-conscious. I don't feel like I'm trying to hide my true self. Because generally speaking, as I have said for years, I will bare my soul to a homeless stranger. quite
yeah,
easily.
Yeah, yeah.
I just think it's hilarious to tell people at the eye doctor, I have been drinking heavily today, so if I don't see them all, it may not be a vision correction. It may just be, I'm also really high. So if this is going to be a problem, do we need to reschedule? I like to say that.
You don't have to dilate my pupils
today.
Oh,
God damn. I drove home from the eye doctor. Well, I drove back to work because I had to pick up Trish from the eye doctor with dilated pupils.
Well, you see, you're supposed to plan on not
having to drive.
No,
it's okay, but...
It's not okay.
No, you can do it. Well, everybody's different, but they're fine with it.
Okay.
But you got to wear sunglasses.
Oh,
and if you
sure.
don't have them, you got to have the little thing they stick in there.
Yeah, right.
And I
right.
don't have them because mine broke. That's part of why I'm getting new glasses. And I forgot about the thing until I was away. Like, everything was tinted red, and I was squinting like I've never squinted before. It was awful. But from a diabetic perspective, there's absolutely nothing wrong with my eyes.
Ah, good.
And I'm getting cool new glasses.
Cool.
By the next week, hopefully, you may see them.
Cool new glasses.
I like them.
Oh, okay. Different than the ones you got.
A little different. Little more daring. Not too crazy.
Daring.
I avoided hipsterishness. There were several that I thought looked a little hipstery. I had to work around that. I'm pretty happy with these, though.
Hipster. You know, that's such an interesting thing. When I first heard about hipsters, I thought, you mean like, you know, from the 60s? Or what are you talking about, hipsters? And it turns out, from what I understand of people today called hipsters, really not much like the original hipsters. I'm not sure how
the word root got there.
I don't fully understand. I suppose because... maybe some of them look a little beatnik, I guess, but I don't...
Well, and I feel like the beat movement and the hipster movement...
Or was that was that the 50s? Was it the 50s?
I believe so. The beat was right before the hippies.
Okay.
And they do seem to have... The beat movement seemed to have a preoccupation with what... I mean, and you can say this about any movement, I suppose, but... With what was cool and with being cool and making sure that you were cool, whereas these people were not cool.
All right.
And hipster is all about that. But I'm not sure how they get there.
Well, my understanding is the whole hipster thing is mostly about what they call irony.
Yes.
Now, but this is what I've observed, and maybe I'm wrong. I don't know if I know enough hipsters to really know this for sure, but it seems like there's two types of hipster that is in this class. One is a person who likes something because all the other hipsters do, and they don't really get it. And then there are the hipsters who say they like something ironically, but the truth is they actually like it, and they just don't want to admit they like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there isn't really any irony in hipsterism at all. It's either you're either conformist or you're ashamed, and you're saying it's ironic because that makes you feel less vulnerable.
There was a
vulnerable.
Great explanation for hipsterism that Happy Jacks did one time, looking at, I think, Yelp, and, hello, baby!
Hey.
How's it going?
How's the sausage?
Good. The dinner as a whole might be weird. I ate it, I like to fight. Here's the thing. I can't find any of the spaghetti sauce. I looked through all of the dang things.
Oh, good Lord.
So I used an Italian starter. It tastes okay. I ate it. If you find me the spaghetti sauce, because I don't... I went through all of them, I thought.
I think it's in the same box as that.
I don't know what Italian starter is.
It's a soup starter.
When we were canning stuff, we wanted to make pasta sauce. So we made one recipe.
But it didn't really taste like pasta sauce. But it seemed like a good base for like a minestrone tomato-based soup. So that's what we labeled it as.
Oh!
And then the other one has basil and oregano,
and it's more.
I think they can probably hear.
Just in case.
Hatters, I got a yoga mat.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you already had a yoga mat.
No. Chaney's gave her one for her birthday.
How was your birthday?
Awesome.
Good. And you got a yoga mat.
But so on Happy Jacks one time said this is a great example of hipsterism, is they were looking at, I think, Yelp, and somebody said there is this bar, and somebody put in a review, and they said in the review, this is my ideal bar, and they gave it 2 out of 4 stars. This is why I shouldn't be left alone with food stuff. She found 4 jars of it, people. I'm just a retard.
I came up with an interesting...
How did I say that?
I didn't say that!
No, I blame Dan Harmon on this one.
Yeah, I can't believe you said that.
I can't believe I said that either. I've been listening to way too much of him. And he
You're an impressionable person,
and
aren't
then
you?
And then he apologizes and claims that his sister's retarded, so it's okay.
Very impressionable.
I am. Are you kidding? I caught myself today saying, damn, son, to myself. There's about 3 places I may have gotten that from, but that does not excuse anything. I'm very impressionable. And I do apologize, people. I know you should not use the word retard. It's totally gay.
I knew you were going
to
say
no,
that.
No, I was too hot to move and do things. Seriously, this is not good weather for cooking sausage and pasta.
This is good radio right here. She needs to be closer to the mic, because I'm telling you, the Hatters would love it.
Needs to be closer to the...
Ask Beth if she still wants to get married.
Ask Beth if
producer asks Beth if she still wants to get married. He won't be able to cook pasta properly.
I came up with an interesting way to define the difference between a geek and a nerd.
I cannot wait to hear this.
No, I think this is a good one.
Is it foreskin?
That's not even funny. No.
I thought that was really good.
I think you'll like this one. Okay.
Lay it on me.
A geek,
yes,
likes Star Wars and thinks it's cool that it's based on the work of Joseph Campbell. A nerd loves Joseph Campbell and thinks it's cool that Star Wars is based on it. Ah, see the difference there?
I do see the difference. I think it's arbitrary, but and I think you just offended several geeks and nerds.
Well, then you should be happy.
That is true. I am happy about that. That's nice. So, Dairy Queen, how was your week?
I told you.
I made a mistake.
I made a mistake. I was good.
Finally made progress on our super secret project.
Yeah, and we're hopefully going to make some more progress on that soon.
But not this weekend.
No. Briar Rose project, we aren't going to be able to get together in July for a read-through, but hopefully August, so we'll see how that goes.
Also, in making progress on our super secret project, we met at a coffee house where we discovered that my favorite roller derby girl works there.
That's right.
Animal Mother.
Yes.
That was pretty awesome.
But, of course, she's going to be going to
Fairbanks,
Alaska, and we'll be skating there.
Yes, there's a team there.
That's exciting to know that she'll keep skating.
Yeah.
It's too bad she won't
be here. If there hadn't been one, she would have started one, I'll bet you.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true. Also,
I got to figure out how my August is for the Briar Rose thing.
The other big project that I haven't talked about for a while
How big is it?
That I want to do. I'm thinking I need to find an illustrator, because I think before I do that project, however I'm going to do it, I thought I was going to also, that was going to be like a radio series that maybe after the Briar Rose project was done or some other projects were done, I could maybe do a Kickstarter or something.
Now it's going to be comic?
Well, I don't know if it's not still going to be a radio series, but I think I'd like to do something with it before that.
If you're an illustrator or an aspiring illustrator, post on the blog, themagicaltalkingad.com, and make William notice you.
Well, here's the thing about that, though, see. You know,
he doesn't like any of you.
For example,
hire you.
My brother, Scott.
Also, he pays in cabbage.
Is a very gifted artist when it comes to illustration, although he doesn't think he's very good, but he's great. But I don't think he'd be interested in doing it. And this is the problem I think I'm going to run into with lots of people is, you know, I need someone who would be interested in excited about the project, you know, as a story as I am, because
which I would be.
Sure, except you're not an illustrator.
I can't draw for shit.
And because, you know, obviously it's going to be something that if they do it, they'll be doing it, you know, for free.
Maybe the
until
guy,
such time as we were making money for
maybe the guy from XKCD could do it.
I don't know. But I would love to
he's good.
To find someone who likes to do that kind of thing and who could get excited about the project and excuse me, would be willing to you know, to do it just for fun at first until it turned into something bigger, which hopefully it would do that. I think it's a good idea. I think if I were an illustrator, I'd love working on it because you're kind of creating a whole different world, you know, and you're drawing things and
ground floor people.
Yeah, kind of a ground floor kind of thing. And so it would be fun just to be able to contribute to what that whole thing would look like visually.
I would be like Dave what's his name from Sandman.
I would have fun doing it if I could draw worth a darn, but I can't. So yeah, I mean, if anyone out there can do it or knows someone who they think would be interested, I'd
do it.
I'd love to hear from them.
Do it.
But that's really all I have to talk about. You have a lot to talk about for sure.
No, I don't think so.
You can't tell us how you celebrated the producer's birthday or
I Doctor. Producer's birthday was kind of quiet because we've been very, very busy. I'm trying to remember where we even went to dinner. It was very quiet. She sort of was planning a birthday celebration was just sort of more stress at the time. So we may actually do something a little later.
You didn't see any movies or?
No. We finished fourth season Arrested Development.
Oh, finished it, huh?
Yep. Finally finished that. I enjoyed it quite a bit. It doesn't really give you any closure. They totally set it up so they could do more if they wanted to.
But they're not going to, are they?
But it was fun. I don't think so. I suppose if it's really huge on Netflix, they might. But I don't think so. But the rumors persist that they might follow it up with a movie. But, you know, who knows.
Hmm.
And I don't think they need to.
Well, I guess I didn't think they needed to do this, but
no, and it was noticeable at first, but I still enjoyed it, and I enjoyed it. The structure is very different. A lot of time has passed. I still enjoyed it in much the same way I enjoyed the original.
Did you play your game this week?
No, we did not. People's parents were in town.
Hmm.
But next week we should have the whole band back together, as it were. So that should be good. I'm still playing Witcher. I'm still enjoying that. Not much, yeah. Pretty good. Went to the eye doctor. I talked about going to the doctor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I believe so.
I'm done with physical therapy. Like, officially now.
Right.
My last one was on Monday, and yeah, she's gonna email me in 4 weeks just to see how I'm doing, but we're basically done. So.
What new information do you have about Azure Talon? And
Azure Talon is currently coming here every couple of weeks to Iowa City. I think for chemo. I'm not positive. He definitely had some chemo, but I'm not sure what's going on with that now. And he stays here for at least 3 days. This last time it was more like 8 days. He will be back Monday. And I at least am planning, I hope, to go visit him Monday night.
Hmm.
And you're welcome to come with me
I
if you'd like.
I might be able to do that. I'll have to see.
I don't think anything is getting worse at this point. He's answering his own emails and stuff. And so
good.
Yeah, we keep hoping. I found out just today that a couple of people I used to work with are both fighting with cancer themselves right now.
Wow.
It's just freaking everywhere. But I will say this. At this point, I have known personally a ridiculous number of people who have or have fought cancer. Of them, you know, at least 15, if not more. Probably more. I only know of two that died from it.
Mm.
So that gives me some hope.
Yeah. Yeah, those are pretty good odds, really.
Nowadays, they still haven't, it's like all the things, like, you know, they haven't cured diabetes, but they've come up with some great pills so that you don't have to worry about it if you don't want to.
Right.
They can't get people to lose weight so that they'll breathe better when they sleep, but they've come up with machines that breathe for them. And they can't cure cancer, but they've come up with stuff that will fight it, and a lot of stuff that counters the stuff that fights it.
Well, and lots of ways to catch it early.
Yeah, yeah.
Early enough that it's fairly easy to fight. So, well, relatively easy, yeah. I should say.
But yeah,
it's a keep rough.
Thoughts and prayers if you have either of those. Spare some for Agitalin.
Yep.
Excuse me.
You alright?
I burped.
Bless you.
I was overcome with emotion and pork sausage.
Okay. I guess we could go right to the hat then.
I guess we could do that. If you would like to write the hat, and you would, do it now. TheMagicalTalkingHat@gmail.com. Once again, that's TheMagicalTalkingHat@gmail.com. Write the hat. Any sort of question or comment or thing that you want. And you don't have to sign your name if you don't want. You can be anonymous. You can come up with a cute pseudonym or whatever. So if you're embarrassed about the question, that's fine. Just don't tell us who you are.
Or if you're embarrassed about having a question being read on the Magical Talking
Hat. You still don't have to tell us who you are. It's fine.
I'd be
your friends don't have to know you listen.
If I were you. That was a terrible thing to say, really. Guess which Kia this is.
We have not heard from Kia A in an extremely long time.
I know.
But I'm going to go with Kia B.
Okay, yes, that's who it is, Kia B.
Kia B! Don't tell Kia A, but Kia B is our favorite Kia.
Yeah. We should. We shouldn't do that, but.
Kia B, the Kia Soul, and then Kia A.
We shouldn't have favorites.
Those commercials
but we
with
do.
The mice.
I mean, let's just be honest about it.
We do. We have favorites. And you, yes, you listening right there, are one of our favorites.
Yeah.
You, over there, we're not going to. So.
Dear the Magical Talking Hat.
Dear the Magical Talking Hat.
Discuss. The current frozen yogurt trend.
The current frozen yogurt trend.
To begin with, I didn't know there was a current
frozen yogurt. I knew you were going to say that. I remember the old frozen yogurt trend.
Yes, I do too. I thought it was very weird.
I was down with it. I didn't get that it was a stupid idea, and so I was all over it.
Was it a stupid idea?
Well, in my opinion, the reason for the trend was this belief that frozen yogurt was magical.
Healthier than?
Yeah, exactly. It was so much healthier than ice cream. And ultimately, that's BS. And I see it now, especially for me. I go to the store. Ben and Jerry's has Greek frozen yogurt now.
Okay, well,
and I was like,
more,
oh, I'm gonna check this out.
That's more of a Greek yogurt thing than a frozen yogurt thing, really. When you think,
well,
about
yeah, but no, but I'll get to the thing. But the point is, I look it up.
Yeah.
I look at the carbs.
Yeah.
Slightly more carbs than just Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Okay.
So why the hell? For me, at least, it's actually a little bit better for me to just eat the damn ice cream.
Greek yogurt, for some reason, is really popular, and I don't even know why.
Greek yogurt is... I don't know why it's so popular. I really like it. I eat it for breakfast every morning. It is very high in protein.
Oh.
All Greek yogurt essentially is regular yogurt with less water.
Oh.
It is just strained yogurt,
essentially. Is it still made from cow's milk, or still from goat's milk?
Nope.
Like feta cheese.
Nope. Still cow's milk. It's the same stuff. It's thicker, because, yeah, it's less water, and so, you know, cup for cup, it's got way more protein in it.
Okay, well,
I think that there is a frozen yogurt trend, though. I just wasn't aware of it, because in our town, there's only one place, and it's downtown, and it's in a place I don't really go. So it took me a long time to know it was there.
Well, the frozen yogurt trend that I recall was in the late 80s, early 90s, or something like that. Suddenly, there were these frozen yogurt places popping up. It seemed like all over the place.
Yes.
And I remember not having the slightest clue what that was about. Why?
Me neither, but I ate them all.
Frozen yogurt. And I didn't have any interest in going to them because I didn't know why I should have an interest in going to them. But, you know, friends would want to go, so I would go once in a while, and I'd have, I don't know, whatever they had, chocolate, frozen yogurt. And it just tasted like...
Slightly sour soft-serve ice cream?
Not even slightly sour, actually.
I always felt that frozen yogurt's a little more sour.
The stuff I had, and I couldn't get... And not only that, but all of the places I went to had this... smelled the same, and they smelled funny. Like, I want to say it was like a bleach smell. Like, it's just, you know...
Frozen yogurt is largely made with bleach.
No, but that's what I mean. There's no reason that all of these places should have smelled just like this, but they did.
Are you sure you didn't just have some bleach on your upper lip?
Well, I might have, because at that time, I was...
Drinking a lot of bleach?
No, I was working at the hospital as a janitor, you know. And
why can't you yes bleach. And me a little bit here? Say, yes, I was drinking bleach.
Because these are facts that I'm conveying.
Boring facts.
Well, they might be boring facts, but they're facts nevertheless.
You going on a bleach drinking binge is way more way more fun.
But anyway,
back in the day, this is an intervention, William.
And then
back in the day, you just would drink bleach every once in a while, and now it's like you're just constantly thinking about your next bleach fix. Well, you're so white.
The thing is that if you water it down,
bleach,
it can go down pretty smooth. But after a while,
your poop turns white.
You can't put as much water in it, you know. And pretty soon, you're drinking it straight, and it burns. But you have to have it. You got to have it.
I'm just picturing you walk into Old Time Saloon. They literally have a shot glass and a plastic bottle of Clorox. You toss it back, now, and see, you're like, smooth.
But here's... Wait, you don't understand.
It's Clorox XX.
You don't get it. Clorox and most commercially available bleaches are not pure bleach.
What are they?
Well, they've got a little water in them, too. So that's not good enough after a while. Oh, yeah, you can go off Clorox straight for a little while, but, you know, after a while, you got to get the good stuff.
Do you worry about color safe or anything like that?
No.
Your insides are just completely alabaster at this point.
What made me quit was, you know, I got caught breaking into one of those little shacks that next to a pool, you know, swimming pool.
Oh, see.
And
I was going to go with the coin-operated soap machine at the laundromat.
No, there's not enough in there is what I'm telling you. You got to...
You just chew it on the tablets?
No. Nope, that's not enough. You've got to go. You got to break into those little shacks next to a swimming pool, and that's the good stuff. Or, I tried to get a job at the water plant because they've got some stuff there too. But I didn't really have the qualifications for that, so I got arrested. And
they made you take a pH test.
No, they just made me go. They just made me go into rehab.
Try to make
or I could have served time, but I was going to go through withdrawal anyway, so I figured, well, might as well.
Come on. You would have ended up in a white-collar prison. Come on!
You know...
I'm so proud of that. Come on, white-collar prison.
This is what you don't understand. When you've been a bleach addict like I've been, you've heard these jokes 1,000 times, and they're just not funny. You need to be more sensitive to people who've gone through this.
That's what everybody says to me about pretty much everything. White collar prison. That was so good. Ez is here, by the way.
So anyhow, and then the frozen yogurt places were gone. Like, I mean, within a few years,
they are coming back, though.
I don't know anything.
I've seen them downtown. We have a thing called Frotopia or something. And on my Oregon trip, I saw quite a few.
Okay, so if it was kind of a health thing for it to start off to begin with, and maybe it started to fail because people realized it was bogus or something, I don't know. What's making it come back now?
I don't know, because do you get the probiotic effects of yogurt when it's frozen? I can't believe there's live cultures in there at that point.
I wouldn't think so.
So, I don't know. Nostalgia?
The only selling point I ever heard about frozen yogurt was that it was supposed to be lower in fat, I thought.
Yes, I believe so.
And that's it. It was lower in fat, but it didn't taste like it was lower in fat, you know. It was just frozen yogurt.
They did a Seinfeld episode about it.
So maybe, you know, maybe people care about that more. I don't know. That doesn't seem right either. I have no idea why it's coming back if it is. Kia B says it is, so maybe it is.
Maybe Kia B is making it happen.
I don't know. Who's
it
eating it? That's
comes
maybe the,
with a small
that's the question
frozen
that,
yogurt that I call Frogurt.
That should
that's
be
good.
That
the Frogurt
be.
Is also cursed. That's bad. But it comes with your choice of toppings. That's good. The toppings contain potassium benzoate.
What are you doing?
I think it's from The Simpsons.
Well, you know, Hee Haw used to do a bit like that.
Did they?
Yeah.
About Frogurt?
About anything. That was just a bit
that's
they
good.
Did.
That's bad.
Yeah. It was Archie.
When are you watching Hee Haw?
Hee Haw. I used to watch when I was a kid.
Was the ripoff of Laugh-In.
Well, I don't know about that. Archie Campbell, he had this shtick where he played a barber, and all the guys were sitting in his barber shop, and then someone would come in to get a haircut, and they'd ask him a question, and they would start like that. He'd say something. Oh, that's good. Oh, no, it's bad because of such and such and such. And it went back and forth like that. So see. Maybe The Simpsons did it, but they got it from Hee Haw.
Most of the stuff The Simpsons did, they got from someplace.
And Archie Campbell, who was a comic genius, really. But anyway, I guess I can't speak to the current frozen yogurt trend. I don't know who's buying
Come
frozen
to think
yogurt.
Of it might be more of a Northwest thing, Kia, because, like I said, we only got one here. But I did see quite a few of them when I was in Oregon, and that's where she is. Sorry, don't stalk Kia now that you know her home state. don't go there, people.
Well, why don't you tell us what you think is going on with the current frozen yogurt trend, and maybe some of our other listeners have some ideas.
Tell us.
Yeah.
Or not. I mean, fine, whatever. I guess let's move on, because clearly she's not going to tell us.
She could tell us on the blog, though.
Ow. We really have to trim that girl's claws.
At the magical...
Ezzy, not Kia.
At the magical talking hat .com.
.com. .com.
I'm sorry, Kia B. I wish we had something more interesting to say about the frozen yogurt trend, but we don't.
This is going to be weird.
Okay. This is the magical talking hat, and you're saying this is going to be weird?
Well, see, then you know I'm right. Dear Tsumph.
Yeah.
What is your opinion of GM food from Craig?
Well, why is this going to be weird?
Well, let's just see how it plays out.
Do you have something to say about this?
I'm curious what your opinion
oh,
is.
Oh, you are
I
curious
am.
About
I'm very
my opinion.
Curious. Your opinion about GM food.
Presuming GM means genetically modified and not General Motors food. General Motors food. What else could GM mean?
Well, this is Craig, who's a fellow gamer. So in my head, I thought it was a Game Master thing. And I'm like, what? Is this the food that a GM brings or what? And then just now I was like, General Mills cereals. But he's in the UK. I don't know that General Mills is there. So I really had no idea what the fuck
oh, okay.
GM food
you,
was.
You really didn't know?
No.
Oh, genetically
I know
modified.
I say,
I'm pretty sure it's
I know
means.
I say shorter questions, but it's not a very big one. You could have written it out.
So you really didn't know,
I did
when
not,
you read the card just a second ago, you didn't know what it meant.
No. Assuming it does mean genetically modified, it did not even cross my mind.
Oh, okay. Okay, genetically modified, I'm pretty sure is what it means.
All right, then.
I was being silly with all the other
I'm
stuff.
I'm going to take a nap, because I'm pretty sure William has a tight 20 minutes on this topic.
No. Do you have an opinion about it?
Yes.
Well, what is it?
Well,
is that it? Do we now know?
No,
all of your thoughts.
My
on
usual thing.
Genetically modified.
Philosophically, politically, I'm fairly opposed, I believe, because I think it provides a lot of problems, and I think it's a fairly untested concept at this point. Mm-hmm. But you know me. And so I'm a complete hypocrite on that front, and pretty much if you can get me my stuff tastier, cheaper, nicer, if you can get me things like equal quality for less or better quality for same price, sure, yeah, what the fuck? I don't care if you spliced some of it with frog DNA and spontaneously it changes sex sometimes and then they breed and the whole island gets overrun with strawberries, whatever. I'll eat it.
Okay, well, there's really...
Ladies and gentlemen, Willie Wright.
There's really two schools of thought here, I think.
Was that one of them?
No.
Well, then there's three.
There's three schools of there's thought on this.
There's three schools of thought,
one school of thought
it.
Is dumb.
Mine.
And
I have my own school, motherfucker.
And people of similar... sensibilities on it.
I'm pretty sure that's just me.
Otherwise, you have people who think that genetically modified food is, or the whole enterprise of genetically modifying things that people will eat is a good thing. It's going to make, it's not just about making products better. You know, we're talking about feeding the world and creating the technologies that are going to ensure that, we're going to be able to feed the burgeoning population because, as we know, the population is getting exponentially bigger. Then there's the other school of thought that says, like you were saying, not tested. We have no way of predicting where this is going to go. It's potentially dangerous. And in that school, there are also people who cite recent research to suggest that it's bad for you, that people are getting sick eating this food. For most people, politically speaking, what the people who aren't thrilled about genetically modified food, what they want is they want it to be labeled. That's really where the big debate is. I mean, some people, of course, are calling for genetically modified foods to be banned or for the government to step in and make it impossible for people to continue making these foods. But the majority of people who don't want genetically modified food, all they want is for foods to be labeled if they're using genetically modified organisms in
and
them.
I'm totally down with that. I mean, I'm for labeling whatever is going on anytime, and I'll still probably eat it.
And
that goes across the board. Completely unrelated things that aren't even food, I'll still probably eat them if you label them.
Well, and this is the point that a lot of people make is, you know, if the companies that make these things think they're so great, why not put labels on their packages that say that, you know, there's genetically modified organisms in the food. I see no fault.
Yes. Why is that?
I see no fault with his argument, and I think it is very suspicious that the people who use these things don't want to label them. Of course, their argument is that, well, there are so many people that have so much misinformation that if they put this on the package, it's going to send the message that there's something wrong with, like a warning, you know, like, it's going to be like they're warning them against this food so people won't buy it.
Well, I think it's much more straightforward than that. I'm sure at some point, somebody did a little bit of market testing and found out that if you put genetically modified on shit, for whatever reason, fewer people buy it, therefore they don't want to do it.
Well, I find that really hard to believe because, I mean, there's lots of things on ingredient labels that would scare anybody who takes any time to actually look up what some of the things are, and people still buy it.
Yes, but companies would love to not put that stuff on there.
No, well, I know, but what I'm saying is that I'm sure they would rather not put it on there, but I seriously doubt them putting it on there is taking a big bite out of their sales. I just really don't see that. I don't think it has. I don't really know what the deal is with people saying, or with the companies not wanting to label these foods.
Well, I can't believe it's the truth. I honestly believe whether Monsanto genuinely believes that their modified corn is perfectly healthy, or they secretly know it turns you into vampires, I don't think either of those circumstances would actually have any impact upon whether or not they wanted to label it.
Well, maybe.
It would be wholly based on whether they're correct or not, whether they believe it would hurt sales. They may be wrong about that fact.
But I don't even know how, I don't know why they would think that. I don't know what they would base that on.
So you don't understand why companies don't label the genetically modified stuff?
Well, no, here's the thing. Actually, I don't think they really care about whether or not they label it. I think, like you just pointed out, there are things on their labels that they wish they wasn't on there, even though they'd make no difference. If they could win a court case to not label it like that, that's what they would do. I mean, it's just a matter of course. It's just what companies do. You know, if they don't want to put this on their label, then they'll fight it. And if they lose, well, they'll put it on the label, and it'll probably have no consequence anyway. I mean, that
doesn't address why they don't want to put it on the
label. Well, what I'm saying is the reason they don't want to put it on the label is because their lawyers have to justify their jobs. I really do think it's that trivial and cynical.
Okay, why don't the lawyers want them to put it on the label?
Because they just, that's just what they do. That's, they sue, you know, or they defend their company. You know what I'm saying? If their company's not doing something and someone wants the company to do something, it's their job to stop that from happening. And so that's what they do. There's a lot of things in corporate America that are like this, by the way. I mean, a lot of people think that, you know, corporations are evil and they're doing all these evil things. But the fact of the matter is, nobody's really in charge. You know, sometimes it's really this simple. The lawyers are defending their company for its right to not do this, that, or other thing, because that's just their job as lawyers. They don't really have a stake in it. They don't really care. They don't really think it's going to impact the company one way or the other.
Okay,
it's just their job to do it.
You do know that corporate lawyers have other things to do besides sue.
But what difference does that make?
Well, I'm not sure I buy the argument that if they weren't attempting to not have to put that label on, that they wouldn't have shit to do.
No, they always have something to do, but I'm saying, why wouldn't they do this?
In fact, putting it on there would still require a lawyer involved.
No, I realize that. That's not the point I'm trying to make here. What I'm trying to say is, it's my observation is that the big debate between the companies who don't want a label and the people who want them to label, there's not as much substance there as some people might think.
So you don't think there's an actual reason why the companies don't want a label?
Not a substantive one. No, there's what they say.
Okay, what do you think they think the reason is? What do you think the guy at Monsanto who says we're not going to do it, what do you think he believes his reason is?
I don't know if he has any particular belief about the reason. I think they don't. Other people want them to do it. They don't want to do it. Whether they think that it's going to hurt sales or not,
why don't they want to do it?
Because somebody else wants them to do it.
So anything I asked Monsanto to do, they wouldn't do it.
That's not their idea? Pretty much, they're not going to want to do it. Yeah, that's about how it works.
This could be fun. I got to come up with some shit to tell Monsanto to do.
We live in a very litigious culture, you realize that. I mean,
yes.
So
I still believe that when people are suing people, they have a reason.
Not always.
It's not always a good reason.
Sometimes it's a terrible reason,
but I still believe they have a reason.
I'm telling you, especially when it comes to corporations Well, the people who want labeling suing Monsanto have a reason. Yes, they have a reason.
No, I still suspect Monsanto has a reason. It might be a stupid reason. It might be an ulterior reason. Okay. It might be a poorly founded reason.
When someone sues Monsanto and says, we want you to label your, not Monsanto. When they sue someone who they know or they suspect is using GMO ingredients, they say, we want you to put this on a label. They have two things they can do. They can say, well, you didn't have to sue us. Sure, we'll do that. Or they can just go to court and go through the process and probably win. Why wouldn't they do that latter thing?
Well, there's actually lots of reasons why they wouldn't do the latter thing.
Well, I can think of a lot of reasons, but think of it in terms of a large company, you know, with a huge group of lawyers. Why wouldn't they just do that?
No, I'd see.
Why would they settle?
Stop. Here's the thing.
Why would they? Here's the deal.
I disagree with you. I also think you and I have way too little knowledge to really have a clue, either of us.
Well, I mean, I don't want to say that I have knowledge I don't have, naturally. But, you know, it's not that some of my work experience does involve dealing with corporate lawyers.
So does mine.
And it seems like they often are dealing with things that they don't need. I mean, you know, that from my perspective, it seems completely illogical and irrational, but
I'm with you there.
It's just what they do.
I'm with you there.
And keep in mind, I'm not really saying I know. What I'm saying is that
yes,
I don't think there has to be a reason beyond, yes. Well, these people are suing us, so we're going to go to court.
And I'm not saying I know, but I'm saying I think there's a reason.
Well, I really doubt it. But as far as my opinion about GM food goes, I don't...
Ready for a shock?
I don't want it. I don't think that... I think that the claim that it's about feeding the planet and stuff are bogus claims.
The Roundup stuff has pretty much proven that.
I don't... I'm not saying that some of the people who do it don't believe this themselves, but I think that's malarkey. Do I think it's dangerous?
I used to just have five fingers on this hand.
Stop.
Just recently they found genetically modified wheat in the Northwest.
Right.
And they're like, we have no idea where the hell it came from.
Right. I do think,
and Japan won't buy it.
I do think there's some evidence that it's some of it's causing health problems in some people and in some animals. I also think that our knowledge of genetics and genetic science is really incomplete. I mean, only recently have geneticists discovered, or some people would rather say they're finally admitting, that a lot of the genetic code in human beings that they thought that they actually called junk DNA actually served some purpose. And I remember when they first said, oh, there's so much DNA that doesn't do anything, I remember thinking, how can they say that? How can they know that for sure? You know what's going to happen down the road. They're going to discover, oh, wait, no, it's not junk after all.
There's also studies theoretically showing that there's a purpose to the appendix.
Yeah, exactly. And not only that, but the genetic science is kind of going through a paradigm shift right now where some geneticists are acknowledging, realizing, proving that genes interact in nonlinear ways with one another, in ways that you might not be able to predict in a much more holistic kind of greater than the sum of its parts kind of way.
Like Legos.
No. Rather than the
Legos
way...
Legos are holistic.
Rather than the way that geneticists thought for a long time, which is, well, this gene does this, this gene does this. You can take this gene out and it won't affect any other genes, and you can put a new gene in and it's not going to have any effect.
This is Gene Simmons.
Levi's genes.
His name was Levi. They looked at his
genes. The geneticists who have realized this know that we can't always predict what taking this gene out and putting this gene in is going to do. And so, so they're...
This is what we learned from Jurassic Park.
They're feeling very cautious about genetic manipulation in general, much less GM foods. So I don't want it. I do think that it's probably... I think the evidence is strong that it's a bad idea to be doing without more information anyway. And as far as it being labeled, I think that would be nice. But the thing is, for the people who want non-GMO food, there are plenty of places that love to advertise the fact that they're not GMO. And I really have no problem finding things that are advertised this way. There's also a particular organization that certifies stuff, that tests these products to make sure they're GMO-free, and if their label's on there, you can feel very confident that there's no GMOs in there.
Little Debbie snack cakes, are they GMO-free?
Okay, here's the thing. Anything with corn in it or a corn ingredient where the corn is not organic, certified U.S. organic, is probably genetically modified corn.
What about if I just spray Roundup on everything before I eat it?
It's not about Roundup. It's about...
Is there frog DNA in my corn?
I don't know what kind of DNA is in your corn.
That would be awesome.
But if whatever...
Is it like frog DNA like in the corn?
Whatever product you're getting...
When you bite into it, it goes ribbit? Mm-hmm. All right. All right.
If whatever product you're getting is not specifically labeled GMO-free from, and it's not certified that way by a reputable organization, then if it's got corn or a corn product in it, it's probably genetically modified corn. Or soy, genetically modified soy.
At this point,
those are the two
big ones.
You've
got a group that wants to eat non-genetically modified food. You don't really have a group that's like, damn, I wish my food was genetically modified, except for me, because I want frog DNA in my corn, because I still think that would be hilarious. So there's no downside to labeling your food GMO-free if it is. So, no, that would make sense. It'll say that if it is.
Well, of course, the problem is that right now, most of that food... you know, I don't know. I don't want to say how difficult it is to find, but I mean, it's very easy for us to find. I mean, we live in a place where, you know, we have a regional food store called Hy-Vee that's probably similar to a lot of other regional grocery stores, and it has a whole section of health foods, organic foods.
The hippie
foods.
Aisle.
I'm
betting that Walmart and Albertsons and stuff has a hippie aisle at this point.
And one of the reasons it has. But not all the Hy-Vee stores have this.
Oh, really?
No. I mean, if I go back home to Des Moines or Knoxville, they don't have one.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
So,
because we've got several in town, and they all do.
Well, they all have to compete with our local... We have a co-op, a food co-op, which is like a Whole Foods for a lot of people.
And we have a couple good farmers markets around here. A lot of our food comes from the farmers markets during those months.
Right. So, non-GMO food's pretty easy to find here. But even when you can find it, it often does cost more.
What's the O stand for?
Organism, sorry. Huh? Genetically modified organism.
Can we just call them GMO?
Well, we can just call them GM, I guess.
I like
Craig
GMO.
Does.
I'm really hoping it turns out he wasn't talking about genetically modified. That would be hilarious. I think we should call them GMO.
Yeah, I
GMO foods.
Not
to be confused with gummy foods, which are adorable and tasty.
So, yeah, my opinion is don't want them. I would like the labeling. I think that would be good, but I also find that it's easy to find products that have no GMOs in them labeled as such. I think that the whole practice of genetically modifying organisms for food is at best premature. I don't know if it's ever going to be a good idea, but it's certainly not a good idea right now.
The farmstead of Dr. Moreau. Oh, I like that better. That might have to be the title. If I can spell Moreau correctly. The farmstead of Dr.
Well,
Moreau.
I'm sure you can look it up.
And he has, like, corn people and stuff.
Anyway, I'm sorry that was a boring answer. I can tell you hate it.
Here's the thing. I hate it. I hate most of the stuff you say.
I know.
I think our listeners might actually like it, and I'll tell you why. Because this question had William spends 3 days on a boring answer written all over it, and he asked it.
Okay.
We've had quite a few of these.
Let's just move on to the next thing.
Well, we're about done.
Really?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, we're getting more questions like this. I think this is the listener saying they like you telling this stuff.
No, I don't.
They prefer to be educated rather than seduced by me.
We spent too much time speculating about what corporate lawyers do, which I wasn't even trying to do. I was just trying to make a point that I'm not sure that the corporations really care that much about whether or not they label. They care about whether or not they win a lawsuit. And that's all I was trying to say. Because I don't think... I have a hard time thinking that anyone really believes that if in the regular ingredient list you put GMO corn, anybody would care or anyone would like not buy it. Other than the people who already are looking for non-GMO in the stuff they buy. So... Because like me, for example, I'm already avoiding anything that any corn product or anything with a corn ingredient in it that doesn't specifically say no GMOs. I don't even buy that stuff.
Well, the fact that you just used yourself as an example convinces me further the other way.
No, but this is something that a lot of other people are also doing besides myself.
I'm just saying, you had to muddy the waters there.
But look, okay, we'll use you as an example. If a bag of Doritos, you know, the first ingredient, if it didn't just say corn, but if it said GMO corn, would that have any impact on you whatsoever?
If it said people, I'd still eat it.
This is what I'm saying, and I think that's very common. And I do think
that... You think that most folks would eat people?
I think most people are going to go ahead and eat something that says GMO corn. They're not even going to care.
But what about people?
I don't know. My point was that I really don't think that the people against labeling really think it's going to hurt sales. I think they just really want to win a lawsuit. That's what I think. Do I know that? No, I don't know it. That's just my theory. And your theory is different, so that's fine. Knock it off. Moving on. Thank you, Craig and Kia B.
Thank you, Craig and Kia B. We love you. Seriously, Craig, I'll give you a shiny dime if you go on the blog and tell us how it was actually about Game Master food. That would be hilarious.
Yeah.
All right, children.
Hilarious.
It's about that time. So, go to sleep. Wherever you are, just lay your head down. Go to sleep. And try not to think about ears of corn with frog legs sticking out of them, slowly crawling out of vats of ooze coming to get you.
Coming to feed you.
Coming to feed you.
Yeah, because if it's you, they're going to come into your house, they're going to crawl up onto your bed, and you're going to say, ah, corn, you're going to start eating it.
Yes. And the legs just make good holders.
Yeah, so what's scary about that?
Enjoy that.
Yet another mystery solved by the hosts of the Magical Talking Hat. Do you have a question that begs to be answered? Then please write the hat at themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. That's themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. Also, visit the hat at themagicaltalkinghat.com. The music for this episode was provided by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com.